Gabriel here. It is Sunday morning, January 11th, 2026. This is my first recording of this new year, and I can honestly say I'm struggling. I'm struggling with quite a few different things. Some of it's mental, some of it's physical, some of it's overall emotional, but it really just is the storm of everything that's getting to me. There seems to be some difficulty rebuilding momentum after, I guess you could say, being a little bit lax with myself over the holidays. And I'm finding myself under pressure when it comes to that. And unfortunately, I injured myself. My back has been sore for about a week now, and it's pretty intensely sore. It hurts to move the neck to either side, and ultimately, it was a bit of a mistake. I used a new machine to do some low rowing, and the first weight I started at felt comically light, and then I moved up to a higher weight, and I think I should have been a bit more patient to move up the weight after I had actually became familiar with the movement pattern of that particular machine, because what I guess I have learned from this injury in a very concrete way is that muscles are very vulnerable when they're like highly stretched. And so, yeah, working from a stretch position is useful, I guess. But on the other hand, it also requires maybe a bit more care. And I guess that's part of the problem with being strong in some areas, but not others, where it wasn't hard for me to work intensely in that movement style, because while I've done similar things, and I kind of erroneously assumed that things would just be fine. And so, unfortunately, being sore has made it hard to focus, and overall, I've been feeling bad about it, which then has spiraled into it being harder to be diligent weight loss-wise when it comes to the diet, which adds to some amount of misery and frustration. Now, to be clear, things are under control. My last weigh-in was 308, which is very close to my current low of 306. So really, it's not like things have gotten off the rails and I've put back on a ton of weight. It's really just time I'm losing, which I guess is difficult. Truthfully, much of December and the start of this year has very much been very difficult on me in a variety of ways. I've shared how far I've gone, but in truth, I don't feel a whole lot better. I mean, physically, yes, there are some nice changes. I'm confident that I can bounce back from this. I'm just tired of waiting for it. And I guess that's part of the problem. It's like, I should not wait, I should just do. But ultimately, that's a very difficult thing to do when I'm feeling so mired down in misery. And I've noticed that there is this particularly negative feedback loop when it comes to, oh, I'm having one particular problem, and then it can easily spiral into other problems. But part of it is that I guess I have lost optimism that I can keep going. This is where my inability to entirely escape my own head can be a problem, where the optimal solution would be to just keep calm and carry on, carry out the plan, and not sweat things. But truthfully, I am incredibly concerned that weight loss from the next 100 pounds is radically different than the first 100. And a part of this is that the calorie budget certainly shrinks as you shrink. And so I am worried that I have not actually built up the ability to precisely control things. And so that's going to have to be one of my more principal goals over this year, is I am going to have to figure out how to be controlled in a way that allows for more precision than I guess the techniques that brought me to this point. It's the whole, sometimes success means things get harder. And that's certainly how I feel. And a big part of how I'm feeling that is now that I've been brought to a point where, let's just say, meaningfully participating with people in real life, face to face, is something that's now something I can logistically manage at this size, I'm realizing how much of a challenge it actually is, you know? In my head, I thought it would be as simple as, oh, you just start talking to people again and everything's fine. But to put it bluntly, I am being faced with all the reasons why I wanted to retreat in the first place. It's scary to me, honestly, how just getting myself out there a little bit makes me recoil in horror and wanting to hide all over again. It's a variety of things, but the gist of it is that like it feels like a constant battle to not retreat, to continue to put myself out there. And I feel like I'm losing that battle, honestly. Especially because over the last little bit, I haven't been doing many of these little walking updates, partially because it's been quite cold and being sore and demotivated has certainly not helped my will to confront the cold and these kinds of things. Part of it is with the pressure of stalled weight loss and a lot of the things I am managing at the moment, having some mental time to focus really does feel at a premium. And I'm struggling to wrestle myself into doing what I should be doing. And a big part of that is that now that I am, let's just say, busy and stressed out again, I am feeling that familiar call to put my health entirely on the back burner. And to be frank, it's quite difficult. It's an incredible challenge to realize that I actually don't care about my health that much. I mean, it was certainly great to escape the prison of being as high as I was, but now that I am, let's just say, vaguely capable enough that I can do all the things I largely miss doing, you know, I can walk to a place, can get things done, I can show up in person when it's required. But I guess where I'm at right now is that it is so clear to me how much of a challenge it is to actually engage at my current size rather than without carrying this much extra weight. I mean, I estimate that I'm probably carrying 130 pounds that I don't need to be. And one of the things I'm thinking of doing more and more when I go to a gym is just carry a plate around, 45 pounds. Nothing extreme, but just to remind myself that I am carrying extra weight that I certainly don't need to, and trying to think about the ways in which it is holding me back. It feels somewhat like a betrayal. It feels like losing the motivation to keep pushing as intensely as I have. Very much feels like I've turned on my past self. I feel like past Gabriel was so excited to go the whole way, but now here I am, weak, sore, demotivated. Ultimately, the gas tank has run empty. And it's funny because my trainer was like, oh, do you think you need a break from this? And it's like, for me, I mean, I have this problem where I've effectively been at a break for the last month. Effectively, I have been eating around maintenance for this period of time. I have relaxed on the diet. And so I don't actually think the problem is a lack of relaxation. Because what I wouldn't want to do is I wouldn't want to, you know, actively think, okay, diet's off, I can eat whatever I want, because, well, there are ways that could go awry quite quickly. And again, I have been fairly flexible with myself recently, and so it doesn't feel like the raw energy itself is the constraint here. I wonder how much of this is entirely self-imposed misery, because I had high hopes for what I would accomplish in my passion projects over the holidays before the end of the year, and stress and frustration threw a wrench into that. And so I am still struggling to let go of the time that has passed, is how I would describe it. I have this huge frustration with myself for not really getting more done in general. And I think that's part of the reason why this break doesn't feel at all like a break. If anything, it seems like I have traded progress for pressure, which is certainly not a good trade. And so one of the things I've been thinking of is that a lot of my progress reorienting myself to actually get things done has involved pretty proactive stress management, and that's entirely fallen to the wayside. It definitely feels like, because I'm the problem, because I'm the thing stressing myself out, it's a lot harder to deal with. It would be certainly a lot easier if it was entirely external and I just had to ignore something or forget about something or whatever was going on. But for me, I am really struggling to do this. And I guess part of the fear is that I was able to continue working on my passion projects while working on this overall weight loss process. Now I'm becoming concerned that that is no longer an option. I am more afraid that going as intensely as I likely need to over the next little bit is going to require giving up more than I already have in terms of what I want to be doing, how I want to manage my time, these kinds of things. And that's something that is very hard on me. In fact, somebody just prior to the holidays made a colossal mistake in aggressively reaching out to me saying, oh, you need to do this for my tech project or else you don't really care. And oh my goodness, I was not okay with that at all. It was one of those things where it's like, this person clearly has no idea what I'm wrestling, which is ironic considering I've been pretty public about my struggles for quite a while now. It's certainly not a mystery that Gabriel is feeling the pressure. And so I basically told this person, like, look, no, and good luck. Then they decided to continue arguing as if I felt I need to explain myself to them. And the fact of the matter is I don't. I certainly am well aware of the ways in which I am not sufficiently diligent in working on my passion projects, and simply expanding that to help someone else when I am already, you know, barely treading water, is the kind of thing I would do if I wholeheartedly agreed with the mission. But this was very much a ask for promotion that I'm going to be honest. My Liver Solutions Network project is cool and I like it. I love working on it. But people should remember that it's actually not a particularly huge online presence. I mean, I see the stats of like visits per day. And yeah, this project is certainly not commercially successful. So I don't know why anyone would feel like my promotion is particularly important. But anyways, it's a whole other nonsense. All that to say, there is a background frustration that I wish I could work more diligently on it. I wish there was more spare mental capacity to get it done. And I'm realizing that maybe continuing to lose weight at, let's just say, a rate that wouldn't drive me insane, because I'm already going crazy over being stalled, maybe that requires me to set aside more things for it to happen. And I guess I could say I'm not really ready for that. And I think on some level, that's kind of what I meant about how I'm waiting for things to kind of clear. I'm waiting for my back to stop hurting. I'm waiting for the springtime and the weather to get better. Like, there's a lot of things that I externally I'm hoping will change for me to continue doubling down and making progress. But I know that sounds I know that sounds weak. It's like, oh, well, Gabriel, maybe you should just do things when things are hard. But a big part of that is it's like I have to choose. I have to decide. I have to decide, okay, I'm not going to work on anything I care about until the progress continues. But the problem is that that eats away at me. It eats away at me when I'm feeling like I'm falling behind. It eats away at me when I feel like I am not growing in the many ways I want to grow. And so maybe it's possible. Maybe it's possible that not doing these recordings is actually one of the things that has been not helping me. In fact, I can honestly say I have been feeling kind of despondent about this whole process because, again, I feel stuck. I feel stuck because I'm not particularly motivated to keep pushing, but I do need at least a certain amount to keep myself under control. And so I think I'm stuck in more ways than just the diet. I think it's more than just, oh, am I getting the scale down? I think it's the fact that a lot of assumptions I made when I started this process no longer hold. I mean, in good ways, my life is transformed, but also in ways that are not entirely good. There's also been other changes. And that's the part that I guess I'm struggling to reconcile, where my life is so fundamentally different. I am in a radically different environment that is testing me in new ways. And so the formula that brought me to this point worked quite well, but I'm not sure what the path forward actually looks like. Because, for instance, I'm sure it would be perfectly viable to simply tell myself, okay, Gabriel, you're abandoning everything to continue this weight loss transformation. And that includes some of the softer aspects of this process. For instance, I could tell myself that being this weight is somehow evil and horrible and that, you know, kind of turn against current self as a way of pressuring myself to get control over this. But I mean, I'm already so self-critical in other ways. I'm not sure that's something I could actually reasonably channel. But I definitely know that I do need to contextualize what are the actual benefits of reaching a healthy body weight, because I am still significantly obese. I mean, I'm still in class 3 obesity, and if nothing else, I'm carrying quite a bit of extra weight that makes day-to-day interactions that I'm trying to put myself in more difficult. What I guess I struggle with is just how normal this feels. It feels normal to be at this size. I spent so long here, and I will say that continuing to progress feels like vanity, feels entirely cosmetic, which I guess isn't really true. But I'm trying to, I guess I'm realizing it's like I really do need to try harder to get that motivation back. And I wish I could say throughout this process, people telling me I'm inspiring would do that. I really wish I could say, oh, well, it means so much to me that people are inspired. And so I'm just going to keep going and pushing as hard as I can because that's sufficient. I wish I could say that. And I think a big part of the reason why I can't is because this entire way, I have been discounting what it took to get to this point. I think I have ultimately failed to have a commensurate level of gratitude for even where I am. I mean, again, it feels normal, so I've kind of already taken it for granted, which again is probably a pretty profound betrayal of my past self who put in all this work for me to get to this point. And I just look back and say, I'm sorry, I can't do much more. And I guess part of it is realizing that this isn't about just coasting towards the finish line. Unfortunately, I erroneously believed that as I would build up skills and build up certain routines and habits, that things would get easier. And in truth, things would absolutely get easier. If I was still living the same life I was living at my highest, I think I could continue to just focus on weight loss without any additional distractions. But because I have become more capable, I've taken on more, you know, responsibilities and challenges, and that involves some gratifying aspects, but it also involves a lot of challenge. I'm definitely feeling challenged from the pressure. I'm definitely feeling challenged in terms of time management. I'm definitely feeling challenged about being able to recover. And so all of this is incredibly difficult on me because, again, I feel like what the real issue is here is I need to figure out how to proceed now that so many variables have changed and I can't just apply the same formula. I can't just do what I was doing when, you know, most of the diet involved, you know, going for walks semi-regularly, going to the pool, and like not pushing myself as hard physically. And I was able to relax more. I was able to, you know, the real fight was keeping my mind occupied. But now I have kind of the opposite problem where my mind is occupied with a lot of the, you know, real life pressures and responsibilities I've taken on lately. And now it's like, how do I use what little remains properly so that I can continue to diet, so that I can ideally continue to work on my passion projects, but more importantly, also somehow not entirely retreat from society that I'm trying to slowly reintegrate with? Because I can definitely say being out there interacting with people face to face is something I have never expected would be as difficult as it is. Now that I am pushing myself to actually connect, to actually, you know, be present and be a better, you know, friend to the people around me, that kind of things, it is revealing to me just how difficult a process this really is, having come from total isolation. You know, there was a part of me that was thinking, ah, I've got it all figured out, this will be easy from here. But now that I have introduced that variable, which I am already worried I have done prematurely, I am realizing just how much more difficult it makes the game. And that's very much what I'm struggling with now. Ironically, I am doing what I intended to do. I am definitely focusing on being more connected with people this year. I just really didn't anticipate how much it would bring some of my old problems back to the forefront. And I think it's because this is about the size when I began retreating from everyone, which I think has to do with some of the problems caused by carrying the extra weight. You know, it's not easy to stand around and talk to people, so you feel like I need to be shorter, and then you know, it's certain things are unpleasant, and so you want to retreat from that. But I think a lot of it has to do with it being genuinely hard to face being seen with all the complicated emotions about being big. And it's funny because I feel like I have made a small amount of progress harmonizing my self-image, but it is certainly not where I would like it to be. And some of this is the fact that I am kind of realizing, after actually interacting with people on a more regular basis now in person, and not in like, oh, I'm going to this event so I have like time to mentally, physically prepare. Like, no, this is an everyday routine now. I'm realizing just how honestly stunted my social skills are. And it makes me feel entirely incapable. It makes me feel bad. It makes me feel damaged and broken, which, I mean, physically I feel that with this back pain right now. And yeah, so I've been honestly having a really rough go at it, all things. I think I've done a decent job outlining all the issues. I mean, on the other hand, I guess the good news is that I can say I haven't given up. Now, I certainly agree that maybe simply waiting for some of the troubles to pass is not the most proactive way to stay on track. Maybe I should be more actively focused on what I can do to get results quicker, I guess. I don't know, that's not really the way I mean it, but more focusing on reestablishing the procedures that'll allow me to succeed. But I will say, mentally, physically, you know, energetically, I feel entirely depleted. For instance, I'm on my way to the gym a little bit early. I'm on my way to the gym a little bit early today as a way of trying to get a decent workout in. But I truly have no expectations. I have disappointed myself lately trying to do workouts with this back pain, with this overall ennui behind me, where it's like I struggle to push. You know, I spent so much of the last year trying to teach myself how do you actually train hard. And now I have this hard constraint over myself that prevents me from pushing as hard in the ways I would like to. And I'm struggling with that because then it's like, well, if I can't do everything I want to do, what's the point? What is the utility in continuing to try? And part of it is I don't want everything to atrophy. I don't want this back pain to totally take me out of commission in the same way the foot injury did. And I'm frustrated at how close together in time those injuries were. I mean, if anything, I should learn to be a lot more careful, or at least just stick to what works. I don't know. But that's where it gets hard. And like, one of the things that certainly deflated my motivation was kind of realizing that that there is this all or nothing mindset that creeps in. I am struggling to feel like, oh, well, because I can't, you know, go 100%, what's the point in trying? And I'm trying to remind myself that there is value in, you know, what little can be done, because at some points that's all we can do. And I'm just finding it very difficult in practice. I understand these things. I understand I should be generous and patient with myself in a way that allows me to push on despite the difficulties. But I can honestly say these challenges are getting at me at a beyond physical level. It's more than just the fact that I just feel tired. It's also that I am constantly asking myself, what is the good of continuing? And in some ways, I would describe that as I am afraid of it not being enough. I am afraid that because where I'm at now has not really fixed all the issues I had hoped this project would fix, I am concerned that because there is, in theory, not that much left to go, that I have already experienced most of the benefits of this process. For instance, a lot of this has involved rebuilding agency from the ground up. You know, I can regularly cook for myself. In fact, one of the crazy milestones I had lately was I was feeling tired and demotivated, and I wasn't really sure what I was gonna do, and I had some frozen salmon in the freezer, and I just kind of made it without thinking, which was something that, like, sounds kind of weird because it was an unplanned meal, so it wasn't really like progress in that sense, but it was progress in the sense that now cooking for myself is as, I guess you could say, mentally taxing as, you know, the whole process of, oh, I'm just gonna order myself food. Like, it's like, this is something that is automatic. This is something that I can reliably do. And so the nuts and bolts of actually taking care of myself are something that has improved a substantial amount. And I think that's a victory I should recognize. But I am frustrated at not having as much spare mental capacity as I would like. And I am realizing how much of that has to involve dropping a certain amount of self-imposed pressure to do everything, which is associated with the fact that there are parts of the life I was living at my highest that I don't really want to give up. I want to hold on to many things. And that certainly includes the passion projects that kind of got all this rolling. And so the question is not, can I do it? I guess the real question is, how do I properly set up my mental and overall environment so that that is possible? What things do I need to change? And I'm realizing that in some ways, waiting for things to get better should be more about focusing on how am I going to reorient that environment for it to work. For instance, sleep is always harder in the winter time. I find that for whatever reason, the stressors certainly make me feel like I want to stay up all night, sometimes to catch up on projects, if you can see how all this is related. But the thing is I'm realizing that one of the areas in which I have slipped and that has made all this... so much harder is sleep and proper rest. I think I do need to really double down on how I can be better to myself, and setting that, you know, proper boundary that proper sleep is important. And I guess this is where I talked about how the root of my problem seems to be these days that I have lost the focus and lost the plot when it comes to caring about my health. I would go as far as to say that as a priority, it has certainly slipped down the ranks. And in many ways, that's kind of what got me into this situation, what got me as big as I did. It's just now that I'm in this situation, that familiar pressure definitely makes it hard not to respond in kind. And it's a genuinely hard thing to push myself in the proper direction. It's genuinely hard to recognize that impulse of, oh, I feel stressed, so I'm not going to care about my health, despite the toll it's actually taking, despite the barriers it is gradually introducing or reintroducing to my life. And so it's genuinely complex to recognize that impulse, and I'll call it an impulse, and then try to respond in a better way. And so I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to sort all this out, but I can definitely say breaking below 300 has been a significant challenge. It seems that as I had stalled momentum over the end of this last year, that rebuilding it has become quite challenging. And I really am hoping that as things get slightly easier, as I continue to try to refocus on caring for myself in better ways, that I will continue to rebuild momentum once again. But I will share, it is incredibly difficult to be stalled. It is incredibly difficult to basically feel, I would say, no longer emotionally invested in the process. And I recognize that's a problem. I recognize it's something I want to work on. But that's kind of where I'm at. I wish I had a happier status update to share, but this is where I'm at. This is me trying to at least share the difficulties at the current range, and hopefully it'll be all the sweeter as I continue to make progress. So that's really today's update. Again, one of the things I do think I need to do is I do need to do this more often. I think too much goes unsaid entirely in my head, and if nothing else, saying it out loud makes it slightly easier for me to think critically about it. Maybe. We will see. I'm looking forward to sharing heroic vindication as I correct for these problems and continue to push forward. And maybe I'll have some interesting insights about all that. But thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having an excellent start to 2026. And if not, well, I definitely hope that you find the ways to thrive in this crazy and chaotic environment. I'm trying my best. And regardless, wishing you an excellent one.